You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headphones or speakers or one of those weird Alexa things, I guess. They have speakers? I don't know. Anyway, it's part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Ryan Andrews of JaysFromTheCouch.com. Back for another day or night when you're hearing this. More than likely night, given how this is going to go today. I am recording before today's game against Minnesota, which the lineup has already been announced. Oh boy. I was talking with Karen Suter, also at JaysFromTheCouch.com, and when she saw the lineup, there was like, just like, what did we do to deserve this? We're going to talk about what we did to deserve this in the second half of this episode, but I wanted to start with just the events of last night's shenanigans in Minnesota, because for the first 7 or 8 innings, it was shenanigans there. And the thing we're going to primarily focus on is just what was allowed to happen when Brandon Drury was batting and Teoscar Hernandez got picked off of first base. Like, there are things that with a young team you are accustomed to seeing. You get used to, like, oh, this pitcher is going to blow up and give up 5 runs, or he's going to strike out like 9 straight times. That was a mental error just of the mind-boggling variety. For those who didn't see it, Teoscar was on first. Brandon Drury was at bat. Martin Perez delivered a 2-2 pitch. And Brandon Drury thought he hit the daily double and got ball 4. So he starts taking everything off and walking towards first base. And Teoscar's like, okay, I guess I'm walking towards second. Except it was ball 3. And Martin Perez quickly threw over to first to pick off Teoscar. Which, I've seen a lot of blame for this thrown at Teoscar. And Teoscar, for his part, has accepted his portion of the blame. He's like, I was distracted, wasn't paying attention. And you kind of figure that's what happened. He was just looking at Brandon Drury and saw Drury walking. But, like, first of all, I blame Brandon Drury, who, like, you got to keep count of that in your own head. And, like, you gotta be able to know your own what you're doing in the batter's box. Like we said before, this Blue Jays team doesn't seem to have a plan in their batter's box. They don't even have a count, apparently. Second, let's say, hey, umpire, once you see a guy starting to walk towards first, maybe just tell him, hey, that was ball 3. Get your butt back here. But I almost want to, like, I initially blamed Drury last night. After seeing some of the responses, I actually think a lot of the blame goes on Mark Budzinski, the first base coach, who even Google didn't know was the Blue Jays first base coach, because when you type Blue Jays first base coach, they still think it's Tim Leaper, and Tim Leaper wouldn't have let that go down. I will tell you that right now. But Mark Budzinski's in a new role, and I don't know if he just wasn't paying attention himself, didn't realize that Teoscar was going to bugger off the base. But Budzinski has to be on that. He has to be able to, you know, get him back on. Like, where are you going? He has to be paying attention too. You can't tell me everyone wasn't paying attention on the field for the Blue Jays. And Charlie Montoyo was rightly ticked off. Like, you could see him stomping around the dugout. And he has every right to be ticked off, because this is minor league stuff. This is Bush League stuff that the Blue Jays don't seem to get in their heads. And it's making the season entertaining, but it's also making it very, very frustrating when you're like, we know you're probably gonna get out anyway. Just stop walking into outs. Just can you give us that? Can you not, like, shoot yourselves in the foot repeatedly? That's all. And, like, obviously, game last night had a happy ending because Rocco Baldelli got ejected, and I don't know who the Twins bench coach is, but they decided to leave Adalberto Mejia out there, much to the delight of everyone when Teoscar just smashed that ball into, like, the second deck of Target Field, which, after watching the Rays do that, like, blast after blast in Rogers Center, it was a nice change to be on the giving end of one of those. So, I'm actually really proud of what Teoscar was able to do. The mental resolve he showed there, the ability to find A, a clutch hit, B, a clutch home run, and C, a way to atone for what he did a couple innings earlier. And that's going to be a big thing about this 2019 season for the Blue Jays. It's getting the young players to learn how to handle situations like that, to be able to bounce back from mistakes, to be able to come up in a tight situation and deliver results. And we haven't seen that a lot so far from this Blue Jays team, but having a guy like Teoscar Hernandez who can just put that out, and Teoscar has had his share of mistakes to block out from his mind, mostly defensive, but the fact that he's able to bounce back from that and deliver that shot that was necessary is huge in his development, and hopefully he continues to show that growth, because the Blue Jays are going to need power from somewhere, and if Teoscar can provide it, more power to him. Also want to give a shout out to Joby Egini picking up the save last night. We found out Ken Giles was sick, or he hurt his back, or did something, but he wasn't available last night. And the Blue Jays bullpen was, for the most part, efficient. Tim Mesa didn't give up 3 runs, so that was good. Egini came out and looked every bit of closer the way he shut things down. But I was most impressed with Sam Gaviglio going out there in the 7th after Shoemaker gave up that home run to CJ Cron to put Minnesota down. It would have been very easy to dismiss Gaviglio as, okay, he's just going to go out there for the rest of the game. But Montoyo seems to see a one-inning reliever in Sam Gaviglio, which I don't think anyone really saw. Everyone assumed Gaviglio was going to be the long man on this team. You know, go out there, soak up 3 innings or so, which Thomas Pannone seems to be in that role now. But as I said on Chase from the Couch Radio last night, I like Pannone more as a lefty who can get multiple outs, and I like seeing Tim Mesa in Buffalo. But anyway, seeing Gaviglio work as quickly as he did, and thinking back to his performance last year when he would usually be good, like in the first section of games, in the first couple innings, he would be good, but then once batters got to know him, that was when he had problems because he'd just get knocked around the park. See him succeed in these one inning outings like this, and succeed so efficiently too. Only needed 10 pitches, I believe. 8 of them were thrown for strikes, but it's something that a few Blue Jays could learn how to do, to throw efficiently. And if Gaviglio's giving that, I mean, that's awesome. It's an unexpected surprise, and we'll see if he can continue that. We will continue this podcast right after this break, but first, let me all just remind you, if you haven't figured it out by now, that this podcast is sponsored by Blue Chew. That's blue as in Blue Jays. It's an FDA-approved chewable pill that has the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so it can give you the performance you need in a chewable form, so you can take it whenever you want. You just had a big meal of Dairy Queen, like I'm going to do after I finish recording this podcast. You can have a Blue Chew and be ready to go right after it. So it works twice as fast as a normal pill, and it ships directly to you in a discreet package from factories in the USA, so you don't have to go to the doctor and be all, need stuff. No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and wait around for 20 minutes while they hand out your pills and call out your name for all the old ladies to judge. And it's just, you don't have to be awkward, which I think a lot of people would like to avoid. So it ships directly to your home. It's cheaper than a pharmacy, and if you go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code MLB, you can get your first shipment absolutely free. You just pay the shipping and handling on it. So that's BlueChew, Blue as in Blue Jays.com, promo code MLB to get your first shipment for free. BlueChew is a better, cheaper, faster alternative to those name brand pills, and we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, so today's game is going to be Jake Odorizzi against Aaron Sanchez. And again, that comment about Gavilio being efficient with his pitches. Yeah, I want to see Aaron Sanchez really start doing that, because he hasn't been doing it the past couple starts, and it's resulted in some less than stellar results. And again, if you listen to Jays from the Couch Radio earlier today, you might have heard us discussing trading Aaron Sanchez, and my wish is to get a stellar prospect back, like a Forrest Whitley, or a Mike Soroka, or a Mackenzie Gore. Great tools for the rebuild. If Sanchez can deliver the performance that will yield one of those prospects. And in the past couple starts, despite his low ERA, he has not done so because he has struggled to get to the fifth inning. And that was the problem last year. We don't need to be seeing that again from him. So, my wish for Aaron Sanchez tonight is to just go out there and, like, don't be afraid. Don't be nibbling around the plate. You don't know what kind of strike zone you're going to get from this umpire. So go out there and challenge these batters. Make them beat you. Don't be worried about the defense. Although maybe he should be worried about the defense given the lineup we've seen today. As I said, Eric Sogard's making his debut tonight. He's batting leadoff, which that's great. Socrates Brito's in the lineup. Alan Hansen's in the lineup. So the defense may not be the best for the Blue Jays coming into tonight's game. But Aaron can't concern himself with that. Aaron Sanchez has to go out there and, again, just attack. Because it's been frustrating to try and watch him, you know, dance around and just repeatedly throw pitches away. Pitches that he can ill afford to do. Because, again, he keeps racking that pitch count up so quickly. Like, I'm expecting him. It's like watching a Vegas slot machine work. Just how quickly the numbers go up with him. So, that's the thing. The other thing is, once again, the Blue Jays get a starting pitcher who's struggling. I mean, Martin Perez has been bad for years, and the Blue Jays could only manage one run off him. So maybe this is not the team to take advantage of that. But Jake Odorizzi has been having problems. He's been trying to rediscover his form after a miserable 2018 as well. Seems to be a theme with these twin starters, just having miserable 2018s. But the Blue Jays have a familiar opponent, at least to a couple of them, just given how long he was in Tampa Bay. Smoke remembers him. Not sure if anyone else does. But the main thing for the Blue Jays will be to, again, start working these pitchers a bit more. And maybe that's where a guy like an Alan Hansen can help. Or a veteran like Eric Sogard, who's been around, who knows what it takes to be a baseball player, as I am sure Buck Martinez is going to say on today's podcast, our broadcast. Buck Martinez on a podcast. We don't need that. But yeah, just start sitting back a little bit, making these pitchers work. Don't get too excited, because this Blue Jays team can't be afforded to be waiting to kill the fastball. They have to wait for their pitch. So make Jake Odorizzi throw, and hopefully they can clinch a split of this four-game series with the Twins. So yeah, that's where I'm going to end today's episode. Again, by the time you're hearing this, we'll be well into the game, so all of this might have been for naught. At least the first half analysis was good. So if you want more of it, and you know, if you want them coming out earlier, which tomorrow will be a lot easier to do, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast on Himalaya, on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. Make sure you have a tick next to Locked On Jays. If you want to leave a review on any of those, go for it. I mean, you can hurt my feelings. I'm all right. I can take it. I'm a big person. So feel free to let loose on the reviews. And follow me on Twitter at NeoEC18. That's NeoEC18. Follow the podcast at Locked On Jays on Twitter and Instagram, on Facebook. And make sure you don't miss an episode, because, like I said, the posting times have been weird. The schedule has been a little weird. So get it when you can, folks, but it will be there every day, because that's what we do here on Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. So for everyone at that network, for everyone at Jays from the Couch, who, again, if you didn't check out Jays from the Couch Radio today, it's a good one. Warning, I make jokes about Notre Dame. Sorry, it's a building. I get to make jokes about it. Anyway, for everyone at those various organizations, I've been Ryan Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode, and y'all take care.